holy city of Jerusalem was about to bear witness to what centuries of prophets had foretold. God's Messiah had come, but not in the way they had expected. Rather than riding victoriously on a stallion, he rode humbly on the back of a colt. Rather than leading a liberating army, he was accompanied by a ragtag group of fishermen and ne'er-do-wells. Rather than defeating their enemies, he came to lay down his life in love.
What would move God to give his only son for us when we never deserved as much? Why endure all the pain for our guilt and shame? Why would anyone give of his life? Why did he of all people pay such a price? In a word, it was love.
It was love.
In a way that conquered all our sin. In a place,
of despair,
he gave us hope and life. And when we try to describe all he suffered there for us, in a word,
in a word,
it was love. Was the picture of what love cost. Everything that he gave on that darkest day was because of what he held inside. And the reason why he came, our sacrifice. In a word,
it was love.
He gave us hope and life again. And when we try to describe all he suffered there for us, in a
The night he was betrayed, Jesus celebrated the Passover feast with his closest disciples. One last time, he told them that the prophecies would soon be fulfilled, The Son of Man would be betrayed, mocked, and crucified for the sins of the world. But on the third day, he would rise again. He took the Passover bread and broke it, then took the wine and poured it, saying, "This is my body and blood shed for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And so we do.
As I take this bread, as I drink this cup, I remember. As I take my place at this altar now, I remember how lost, how wounded I was.
Just as he foretold, Jesus was arrested and sentenced to death. The Pharisees said he had committed blasphemy. The Romans said he had committed treason. But we now know that he was only guilty of love. Soldiers fashioned a crown of thorns and pressed it on his head to mock him. Then they pierced his hands and feet with nails and hung him on a cross to kill him.
Oh, sacred head now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns, thine only crown. How pale thou art with anguish, with sore abuse and scorn. How does that visage languish, which once was bright as morn? What thou, my Lord, hast suffered was all for sinners' gain. For mine was the transgression, but thine the deadly pain. Oh, here I fall, my Savior, 'tis I deserve thy place. Look on me with thy favor, assist me with thy grace. Oh, sacred head, oh, hands and feet, oh, love and kindness, broken for me. Sacred head, oh, hands and feet, who bought my pardon, who set me free. Oh, sacred head, sacred head.
Darkness fell upon the land that Friday afternoon as Jesus cried out, "It is finished," and breathed his last breath. The Roman soldier in charge of the crucifixion detail looked up at his lifeless body and exclaimed, "Surely this was the Son of God.
And offer such a sacrifice.
Only the Son of God,
who'd step away from heaven's throne to make our hearts his humble home.
Only the Son of God.
Glory to
went to the tomb where Jesus had been laid to prepare his body for burial. When they arrived, they were amazed to find the stone rolled away and an angel proclaiming that Christ had risen from the dead.
In the midst of mourning, our heavy hearts went down to see the place where he was laid within the rocky ground. But his grave like he said.
Jesus appeared time and again to his disciples, as well as to hundreds of others, proving that all he had said was true.
Who do men say I am? You are the Christ, you are the Son, the Son of the
Son of the touch my wounds, know that I am.
You are the Christ, risen from death, the Son of the Most High Living God, the only Son.
That raised Jesus from the grave is able to save us from our sins and to raise each of us to new life now and forevermore. Will you trust Him as your Savior today?
Come, ye sinners, poor and needy, come, ye wounded, weak and poor. There's a harbor for the broken, where the hopeless are removed.
Come, ye lost, afraid, forgotten, let your wandering souls find rest. At your heart's door, He is knocking, for you His precious blood was shed. He is able, He is able, Christ is able still to save. Come ye sinners, poor and needy, sing to Him a song of praise.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we are amazed by your love and overwhelmed by your sacrifice. You not only paid the price for our sin, but you also adopted us into your family, making us alive as full sons and daughters of your heavenly Father. You have conquered sin and death and hell. Make me as alive in you as you were that Easter morning. In your name, I pray. Amen.